Introduction. Breaking all the conventional rules of management is what some of the best managers around the world have in common. They generally do not see people as having unlimited potential. They also do not try to assist people to rise above any weaknesses they may have. The book gives readers an insight into how great managerial minds work and guidance on how to enhance your own style. It is not telling readers to change their styles. For this particular research study, around 1 million employees were surveyed. Managers were also surveyed in the thousands. One of the purposes was to find out what it is that the most capable and talented employees need from their places of employment. The most important finding was that the best employees need exemplary managers. Then, the research moved on to how these ideal managers recruit, focus, and keep their best employees. It is the intention of this book to give details about how exemplary managers work and also how they challenge conventional practices. Quote, "A manager has to remember that he is on stage every day. His people are watching him, everything he does, everything he says, and the way he says it sends off clues to his employees. These clues affect performance, so never forget you are on that stage." Buckingham and Kaufman. Chapter 1, The Measuring Stick. Many companies have discovered that recruiting and maintaining key talented individuals is vital to their success. However, it can be difficult to know if the activities they're engaging in are effective. Often, there is no clear knowledge of whether or not their strategies to recruit and retain the best employees are working. There is a lack of precision in how to measure retention figures for employees. Poor results will ensue if managers and their companies do not find effective methods to measure success. Important considerations are intellectual and human capital when calculating the value of a company. An employee takes his or her value when he or she leaves the company. Sometimes this value goes directly to a competitor. A company's value will begin to diminish if it begins losing people. It isn't easy to measure human capital. The workplace study compiled loads of data, and the authors worked hard to extract specific questions that would divide the good employees and the less productive ones. Through the book, ideas have been refined, and the authors have come up with a benchmark from which to measure the basic elements necessary to recruit and keep the best employees. 12 questions were composed and are mentioned below. 12 questions. Number 1. Do I know what is expected of me at work? Number 2. Do I have the materials and equipment I need to do my work right? Number 3. At work, do I have the chance to do what I do best every day? Number 4. In the past 7 days, have I received praise or recognition for doing good work? Number 5. Does my superior or someone else at work seem to care about me as a person? Number 6. Is there someone at work who encourages my development? Number 7. Do the opinions I have count at work? Number 8. Does the mission or purpose of my company make me feel that my job is important? Number 9. Are my coworkers committed to doing quality work? Number 10. Do I have a best friend at work? Number 11. In the past 6 months, has someone at work talked to me about my progress? Number 12. This last year, have I had opportunities at work to learn and grow? The 12 questions above are the most accurate and easiest way to assess a workplace. In the case that the answer to all questions is yes, then it is highly likely the workplace environment is ideal or close to it. The employees who answered yes will most likely want to stay at the company and will work well. Certain policies were identified as being important to most employees, and as such were removed from the analysis. These were pay, benefits,